The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station for Salem Media in New York, New York, with Frankie Five Boroughs, Morano, and Al Gattulo, and Debbie Duhaime. So, you know, we support the president, clearly, and I've known the Trump family, my goodness gracious, about 40 years, and they've always been so grounded and so nice. And just so you know, as you listen, when Donald Trump Jr. is on a quote-unquote book tour, and he was kind enough to join us on the radio station last week with Kevin McCullough, that was a great broadcast. Appreciate you listening, promoting the book Triggered, How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us. You see Donald Trump Jr. all over TV. He calls in. He's swamped this morning. Still calls back. I'm telling you, the grounded, down-to-earth quality of the entire Trump family is so something to be admired. You know, Don, thanks for calling back, my friend. I know you're slammed, and we can't thank you enough for joining us, because we're fans, man, and we appreciate your fight, my brother.
No, well, you are, guys. And yeah, Joe, you've been awesome, and I really appreciate that. I think one of the things I actually write about in the book, you know, talking about, you know, leading into going into politics, right, into the presidential races, the last thing my father said to me going down in the elevator before he made his announcement on June 16th, 2015 was, "Now we find out who our real friends are." And true words haven't been spoken, and you have been one of those few true friends, certainly in the tri-state area, yeah, where, you know, it's a lot easier to turn on Trump because it's a liberal-dominated place. So, you know, we do appreciate it. That's why I'm happy to always call back.
Oh, thank you, Don. Man, you were a baby, brother. I was working for your dad in Atlantic City, you know. You were just a little kid, and we had such fun down there. And then he would do these private parties, Don, you know, where he would always treat all of us with the utmost respect. And whether your career is going up or down, I always tell everybody, your father was always there, so loyal. But to your book, though, Triggered, congratulations, you know, and not only on the new book, but that packed house, man. Our radio station didn't see anything like that, man. That was you when you come in. Remember when you did the Manhattan GOP event with Kimberly?
Yeah.
I have to tell you, and are you feeling it? Because I know you're a very humble guy and you're a very down to earth guy with all your success. When you walk in, do you feel you're like rock stars when you walk in? We have not had that excitement on the conservative front for years since Ronald Reagan, Don. Are you feeling it?
I see it every day. You know, I've made my focus, you know, unlike Hunter Biden, who magically became a businessman internationally when his father assumed a high office. We stopped doing international business deals the second we did that. We said we were going to do no new deals in the international markets, and that was a big part of what I did. So what it did is it allowed me a lot of free time to go and fight for my father, because, I mean, this is something I believe in. I'm a patriotic American. He's doing incredible things. He's getting it done despite unprecedented incoming. So, you know, when I go out there and I see these people, they're just excited to be living their American dream again, rather than having an incompetent politician who knows nothing about business. You know, this is a guy you and I, Joe, wouldn't let negotiate a car lease, and he's negotiating, you know, trillion-dollar deals that our kids and grandkids are going to get stuck with.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane. So I do feel that, man. I go around, you know, I've become one of the bigger speakers in the GOP to be able to just, you know, spread this message and, you know, fight for 2020, because, you know, if we keep this going, we get another four more years, I mean, you know, we can get the country back on the right
that's
track
right.
where it belongs.
That's
and
right.
you know, that's my only focus right now.
That's true. What prompted you to write the book? Just seeing all the shenanigans of the left? I mean, because you don't have really – that takes a lot of time to write a book. What really pushed you? What was
it,
the impetus?
It does, but for years they're like, you know, Don, you should write a business book about what you learned from your father. I'm like, listen, my father covered that in The Art of the Deal and all the follow-ups. I mean, I don't want to do that, but – you know, I got to be the tip of the spear of the greatest political upset in history. I was there for all those conversations. I then was the number two, target of the Mueller hoax. You know, I did 30 hours of testimony in front of the Senate when they're literally trying to throw me in jail for taking an unsolicited phone call. They have no problem with Hillary and the DNC paying foreign operatives, literally foreign operatives, paying them to create the dirt in the dossier, to leak to the FBI, who leaks it to the press, who then uses those fake stories to try to start the greatest witch hunt in American history. So, you know, all of a sudden I was like, man, I got a story to tell.
Yeah.
You know, I was in the middle of all of that stuff, and it's an amazing thing. And when I see the results versus the media narrative and the hatred that's there, the social media bias, I mean, all of these things that conservatives are rallying about, I mean, I've been, bitching about these things for, 3-4 years now. I was like, you know, now I should really put it in print. There's only so much I can say in 280 characters on Twitter. You know, maybe there's some hot ones in there, but, you know, there's only so much you can say, but to have 300 pages to spell it out, to show, you know, what it was like as the family going through this, what I've seen in the country, the results, the bias, the this, the that, you know, to really put it in paper was just an awesome experience. I said, you know, this is a story that I think is worth telling. And whether you like us or not, I think it gives you a perspective, you know, of the family, of what we've gone through, you know, of what my father is actually achieving and of what he's achieving, again, against all odds, because, you know, they are doing whatever they can to destroy him.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you got into the Mueller thing in the book. Triggered is the name of the book from Donald Trump Jr. You got to check it out, Triggered, How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us. What I keep saying to the folks kind enough to listen to the show every morning, Don, is how the Mueller probe, man, before they say anything about the Ukraine, they should do like this caveat saying, well, this happened exactly before, and it's called the Mueller probe. The collateral damage, and you know what I love about your father, what he says? He goes, the people hurt that you don't even hear about, the fees, the legal fees, just the lives ruined from them, and then they're trying to do it all over again.
And Joe, and that's the point. I mean, that's what it was like. Let's put everyone, you know, General Flynn, let's put him in there. Make him spend millions. You know, there's a guy that hasn't been making millions, you know, but make him spend millions in legal fees, and then maybe if we destroy him, his family, his career, his reputation, maybe we can get him to flip on Trump. I mean, that's the motivation. I mean, hell, with the Mueller probe, hey, Joe, I wish we could go back to when you were on Saturday Night Live and you could be Robert Mueller on the stand. Mr. Mueller, have you actually read the Mueller report? Well, it's beyond my purview. Do you know who Fusion GPS is, Mr. Mueller? No. I have no idea. You mean you spent 2.5 years, $40 million. You picked an unbiased team of 19 Hillary donors to prosecute Trump. And totally unbiased, obviously. They're Hillary donors. I mean, half these people are literally sitting at you know, her coronation event. You know, they were a little disappointed that evening.
Yeah.
You know, but they're sitting there. I mean, you know, this is the unbiased team that this guy managed to staff. This clown didn't even read the report. I mean, you know, you could see that he was used. But because he was the former head of the FBI and a decorated Marine, you know, he's beyond reproach. Trump can't attack him. Yeah. I mean, this thing was a clown show like we've never seen. So the Democrats, you know, in all their brilliant wisdom, we're going to put him on the stand. That's the way we're going to do it. I mean, it was the most incompetent thing I've ever seen. So, you know, their Trump card end up being like everyone in America goes, oh, my God, this guy's what a mess. And all we're seeing now is a continuation of the same thing. Let's try this again for the seventh time. Like, when are they just going to let him do his job, Joe?
You know, I can't figure it out because it's infrastructure, USMCA, the First Step Initiative, helping those out in prison. I'm telling you, there's so much that we could all join together on, but you're making me laugh because there are sometimes when I watch Adam Schiff, Don, I mean, just to talk to guys from Jersey and New York, the Adam Schiff, man, this guy's a walking, forgive me, he's a walking sketch with the eyes, with the neck, I can't take this guy seriously at all. But
you do him well. You're a little too built to play Adam Schiff, but we could find someone that, you know, is 6 feet tall and about 30 pounds to play him. You know, well, I've seen evidence. Really, you've seen evidence. I've been hearing for 3 years how he's seen evidence. Imagine a Republican got on, you know, on the national stage in front of TV for 3 years screaming about how he's seen evidence of collusion. He's seen it. Now it's like, well, we didn't see it. No one even asks about it. This clown is the judge, jury, and executioner going forward. I mean, this guy, literally the most dishonest person in all of Congress, and that's saying something. Okay, and like, there's no one's even questioned it.
I know, man.
No one's even questioned it. The media has spent more time trying to turn al-Baghdadi, the piece of crap leader of ISIS who literally doused journalists on fire. You'd think the media would have a problem with him.
Yeah.
But the Washington Post calls this jerk you know, an austere religious scholar.
Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because Trump got him. Because Trump got him.
Yeah.
You, if Obama got him, they got the greatest heiress in the world. You know, the fluffing would go, it would go for months, and it would never stop. But because Trump got him, they turn this guy, who's the founder and leader of ISIS, the number one terrorist in the world, they try, he's just an austere religious scholar. Yeah. He's misunderstood. You know, throwing homosexuals off a building, he's just misunderstood.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
This is the lens that we're competing through. This is the lens that people are getting their news through. I mean, my father used to get a lot of hell for calling the press the enemy of the people. But honestly,
yeah,
if you have a brain and you don't question it yourself,
yeah, yeah,
you know, there's something wrong with you.
It's so true. And that for Ilhan Omar to talk about Western imperialism after we rescue her,
yeah.
She comes, seeks asylum in the United States of America. We lose 17 United States, you know, Army Rangers trying to help people in Mogadishu. And she has the gall to criticize us. And I'm telling you, you are on the, I have to tell you, though, and we got to let you, Don, go. He's been so gracious with his time. Don Trump Jr., by the way, the name of the book is Triggered. I always say your father is the right person at the right time. It's time to just turn Washington upside down, inside out, and backwards, because everything you said about, they think we're dumb. You know what I love about you, man, is that you're true to your dad. And I mean, I miss my father every day. I have sons, and you are a great son. And it's so, I must say, from one son to the other, man, God bless you for the way you stick up for your father like that.
I appreciate it, but it's not just him. It's as an American, as the father of young kids, like, some common sense. I see someone, honestly, can I say balls on the radio? You know, I don't know if I can or not, but like, with the balls to do what's right, not just what Hollywood, pop culture, and the leftist media wants, take that on. And that's my point is, Joe, look at unprecedented unemployment numbers for every demographic. You know, prison reform, you mentioned
it. That's
not exactly a Republican talking point.
That's right.
It's just the right thing to do, he did it. And when I see these people try to destroy him, try to create, just because, you know, he wasn't the chosen one, Hillary, I mean, give me a break. What did Hillary do to ever, you know, she was there because of Bill and whatever it is. It's like, it's none. So you have someone who's willing to take on that establishment and do it well and get the results.
Yeah.
And you get 95% negative coverage from that. It's disgusting. So I'm going to be out there. I'm going to fight for him tooth and nail, because guess what? With 4 more years, we can keep the winning going for a change, rather than, you know, turning into, you know, a country running around the world giving apology tours to terrorist nations.
Yeah, yeah.
Not happening on my watch.
Donald Trump Jr., I see people react to you, political office for you, mayor of New York, governor of New York, running for office. Thinking about it?
Mayor of New York would be like my idea of hell. It's not really for me. You know, 'cause my only focus right now is 2020. I want to do that. I am out there a lot because we were international business people and stopped doing those deals, unlike Hunter Biden, who magically became an international businessman making $83,000 a month for no-show jobs.
Yeah.
You know, in a country he doesn't speak the language of. I mean, obviously, he deserved to be on that board. No one can tell me why, but he deserved it. We stopped doing those things, and that was a big part of what I did for our business. And so what that did was it allowed me a lot more free time to go out and campaign for my father and other people who have the guts to actually stand up for him. And it's been great, because I'm seeing sort of a political class of Republicans who are now actually willing to fight. They don't just take the loss because the other side wants you to take the loss.
Yes, sir.
They actually fight back. And that's great, because if we do that, unlike what we've done for the last 50 years, where we just, I'm sorry, I'll apologize for being right. You know, facts are like left-wing kryptonite. You know, it doesn't work. So these guys that have the guts to do it, I'll be out there fighting for them as well, because, you know, with those guys in charge and my father at the helm, we're going to do amazing things for this country, for our kids and for our grandkids.
And Donald Trump Jr., a shout out to your family and to your dad for sticking up for the Italian American community. That was such a nice event at the White House a couple weeks ago with Andrew Giuliani and everything.
For Indigenous People's Day.
You the man, Donald. You are so the man. It was like your father stood up there. He goes, "It's Columbus Day."
Get the book and read it, because I have some fun with all of this nonsense, the PC crap. I mean, you know,
I love it.
You know, you got to be able to call out the nonsense when you see it. So, you know,
Donald Trump Jr. The name of the book is Triggered. You got to check it out. You're a rock star, my friend. God bless you. God bless the family, and thanks for all you're doing for the United States of America, Donald. And my love to everybody. Okay.
Thank you, buddy. Be well.
Okay, you too as well. Donald Trump, he's a funny guy, man. That's the name of the book, by the way. You got to go to Amazon and check out triggered how the left thrives on hate and wants to silence us. Donald Trump Jr. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Dov Hyken is going to join us in just a second. We're going to go to Debbie right now. Debbie Duhame on the roads looking out for you in New York, New York traffic-wise. That was fun, Debbie. He's a great guy. Great kid. Great kid. He's just a nice kid. You
down
know?
To earth.
And, oh, man, and fired up. And we love that in the morning on the radio, right?
We love the passion.
Yeah, we got to love the passion. Deb, how we doing? 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, AM 970, The Answer. How we doing out there in New York, New York?
Joe, we have a problem on 109 right at the Southern State, getting into East Farmingdale with a collision. Northern State West at New Hyde Park Road, it's an accident. Westbound BQE is still really tough by Atlantic Avenue, an accident blocking two lanes. Watch out for stop-and-go traffic as you head over to the Whitestone Bridge, getting into Queens. Inbound side of the GWB down to 5 minutes. Lincoln Tunnel 35 with a disabled bus in the center tube. Holland's still about 20 to 25. It's kind of busy as you head over to 78 eastbound express lanes. Very busy getting out toward exit 58, getting out toward Newark, 80 east in Bogota. It's an accident being cleared. Palisades Parkway South, exit 7, an accident being worked on there as well. This report sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. This month at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So save big on batteries, brake pads, and more. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions may apply, may not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/19. Partly cloudy today, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hi, Saver. Looking for the smartest way to save on your Medicare Part D prescriptions? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans, including United Healthcare, which can mean copays as low as $0 on prescriptions with select plans. So when you enroll in a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Other plans may be accepted.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. We love telling you about Balance of Nature. You know why? Because it makes you healthy. Look, it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It's not like a synthetic vitamin that you eliminate that It just has this terrible odor when you open it, and that is mostly just synthetics. It is a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. If you think you're on a vitamin regimen now, you don't need to be. As Sue told me, Dr. Douglas Howard's great wife, who knows this inside out and backwards, everything about Balance of Nature, she watched the doctor develop this. This is a whole family process, how the Howards develop Balance of Nature. You don't need those vitamins. Your body absorbs all the goodness of Balance of Nature. You've heard people talk about it. You've heard the testimonials. It is time for you to try and experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering you a 35% discount, 35% and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer is going to end soon, so don't wait, please, to start Dr. Howard's health challenge. Here's the number for Balance of Nature. I worry about you. I care about you, and you know I love you. You got to at least try. You owe it to yourself to try Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding, ring-a-ding-a-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Crosstown traffic. I'm with Commissioner O'Neill yesterday. I'm talking about Jimi Hendrix and my son Michael. Commissioner goes, oh, I love crosstown traffic. He goes all along the watchtower. The commissioner knows all about the Hendrix music. You believe that?
There you go.
Jimmy. Dove Hyken is a friend. Dove is a former Democratic State Assemblyman. He is the epitome of a great humanitarian. He really is a true patriot, a great guy. We're so proud to always bring Dove to the airwaves. Dove, thanks for joining us this morning, and always great to hear from you, my friend.
It is my pleasure, and thank you for always being so kind and generous.
Well, I got the question. Frankie Five Burrows is our astute young producer. He gives me all the Dove Hyken questions. Here, what you might ask, and then I always end up getting, because I keep telling you, I was brought up with all my Jewish buddies, and I was so with the allegiance to Israel, how my friend Jonathan Katz went and fought in the Israeli army when he was at Yale. He went in. The commitment to the heritage just to make America greater, Dove. It's not like live our way or we're going to hurt you. It's like, look, let's all, it's celebrating the heritage. The anti-Semitic rise, these Democrats, and you see, and what happened in Virginia, the Democrats keep voting Democratic, and there's an anti-Semitic rise in the whole party. And I know it frustrates you more than anybody else, my friend.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It's hard to understand. You know, what's going on, and the fact that people are not waking up, especially my fellow Jews who see what's going on. They see, you know, the American Jewish Committee just did a poll. 9 out of 10 Jews believe that anti-Semitism is a very serious problem.
Yeah.
Those numbers were unbelievable, that report, that poll. You know, people are afraid to wear yarmulkes, to go to events that are Jewish. 25 to 33% of American Jews. It's becoming almost like France and Belgium and Germany. Out of control, really. Very, very serious situation. And people, as you pointed out, you know, not voting their interest, not understanding the repercussions of what they do. Look, we got to keep on doing our thing. We can never give up, you know, and I feel very strongly. I've spent my whole life being involved, fighting, standing up.
Yeah.
And I'm never stopping. I mean, that's for sure.
Well, I love that you do that, and that you don't just take. So you're not a lobbyist. You don't take a private sector job. You know, you don't say, okay, I'm going to take this big paycheck and I'm going out. You are true to your community, and that's why I respect and love you so much, Dove. And now we've been reading all about these attacks on Hasidic Jews in Brooklyn. What's going on there, and who's responsible?
Joe, you know, again, just this weekend, you had three incidents within a short period of time in Borough Park. You had a bunch of hoodlums in a car, as many as three people, going from stop to stop throughout the Borough Park community and beating up on people.
Yeah,
Joe, this is happening in our city, for God's sake. It's happening on a regular basis. It doesn't stop. And the leaders of the city, with all due respect to them, they do not get it. They are not taking it seriously enough, as they would take other hate crimes directed against other people. We can only imagine what would be going on. You know, it's almost like, you know, well, it's Jews, it's Orthodox Jews. It's, you know, I haven't heard Schumer speak out.
Yeah.
Haven't heard. By the way, is Gillibrand still the senator of New York? I'm trying to figure that one out. I mean, she is like, forget it. You know, she ran for president. It didn't work out. Nobody supported her. And I think she left New York. I think she retired. I'm just not sure.
Man, and though, I have to congratulate you, by the way, on winning your lawsuit against AOC, man. Tell us what happened.
What happened, man? Joe, thanks to you and a lot of good friends for giving me the airtime to fight the battles and then finally win the war. You know, you don't always get great results. You battle, yeah, you do your thing.
Yeah.
But we won. And, you know, people say to me, I'm getting all these congratulation calls and messages, and they say, you won. And I say, no, we won. All of us won.
Yeah.
Because when was the last time Ocasio-Cortez apologized for anything? She's never wrong. She knows everything. So for her to do this, for her to come forward and say very, you know, I mean, she said it was wrong, improper. I sincerely apologize for blocking Mr. Hyken. I mean, that is incredible. Never expected it, Joe. I got to tell you.
No one did. She actually had to issue an official apology, right?
That is absolutely correct. She was going to be in court yesterday. And I think what happened was, she was going to appear. The judge in this case, Judge Block, wanted to know during the last hearing that I was in court, I testified, her campaign manager testified, and was asked on the stand by the judge, why did Ocasio-Cortez block Dov Hykent? And she answered, I don't know. Her campaign manager, I don't know. Ocasio-Cortez would have had to be on the stand and answer that question. And Joe, she had no answer, because I haven't done anything wrong. I didn't cross any lines. I didn't threaten anyone. I just disagreed with her on things like calling illegal immigrants coming into this country and comparing it to concentration camps.
Yeah, thank you.
I had a problem with that, as I do with many things she says and does. But I have a right to have my opinions, right? I mean, progressives, liberals, isn't that what they're all about, to respect your opinion, my opinion? But that, of course, is not true. They only respect your opinion if it's the same as their opinion.
I know. It's so true. Hey, before we let you go, Dov, this week we saw another white supremacist arrested for plotting an attack on a synagogue. What's behind all of this, the anti-Semitic violence? Am I just too sensitive to it, Dov, because I understand it?
No, you're not. It's very, very serious. I mean, we've seen attacks on two synagogues. One synagogue, 11 people were murdered. The other synagogue, one person was murdered. Other people were injured. There's a lot of hate in this country. It's coming from the left. It's coming from the alt-right. It's coming from radical Islam. I wish I had the answers, but I know one thing. We've got to think out of the box. And I also know one thing, and I told this to Mayor de Blasio in a 40-minute conversation I had with him last week on this issue.
Wow.
I said, just condemning it, each time it happens, the politicians come out and they condemn it. It happens again, they condemn it. That doesn't take any courage. We've got to start figuring out, why is this happening? Why are young men, and very often, as we see from the videos, African-American young people attacking Jews because they are Jews? We have to start asking those questions. We have to not be afraid. We are afraid. We want to be politically correct. We're never going to solve the problem if we don't even acknowledge what the problem is.
Yeah, it's so true. Dov, keep the fight, my brother. Again, a great humanitarian, and you could be doing so many other things. You're so true to your heritage, so true to this.
You,
it just
you,
it strengthens the foundation of the country, my brother. So God bless
you. And thanks for the support always. Yeah. I mean, you're just amazing in being there and giving me strength. I mean that.
Well, we love you. We love you, Dov, and God bless. And Godspeed, my friend. And let's talk soon, okay?
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you so much.
Joe Fiken right there. He's a former state assemblyman, but being very true to his community in New York and just embracing it. We so appreciate that. Again, it just strengthens this fabric that we know as the United States of America. 8:33 with Joe on the radio. Big Al Cthulhu standing by. He has the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
48 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Cthulhu with local news first. Here's what's going on. Visa is hiring outgoing police commissioner James O'Neill when he leaves the NYPD at the end of November. His new job title will be senior vice president and global head of physical security. He starts on December 2nd. O'Neill has served the city as commissioner for more than 3 years. He announced his retirement from the police force on Monday. And he started his law enforcement career as a transit cop back in 1983. Visa says they're very excited to have O'Neill protecting company assets and personnel in more than 200 countries. Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea replaces O'Neill on December 1st. Somerset County is offering free hepatitis A vaccinations today and tomorrow after a worker at a Somerville supermarket was confirmed to have contracted the virus. Shots are available between noon and 8 p.m. today and tomorrow at the Department of Human Services building in Somerville. Officials say a food handler employed at the ShopRite in Somerville on South Davenport Street has the virus and was working there during its infectious period. As a result, Health Department recommends any food purchased at the store's in-store deli between October 13th and the 30th should be thrown away. Anyone who has already eaten such food should get the hepatitis A vaccine to prevent getting ill. In sports, Islanders winning streak now at 10 after a 4-1 win over the Senators in Brooklyn, second longest streak in Islanders history. Devils with a 2-1 shootout win against Winnipeg. As you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer last night, 13th-ranked Seton Hall slamming Wagner 105-71. And tonight, Syracuse will host Virginia. The pregame is at 8:30. The tip-off is at 9 p.m. And you can listen to that game right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And thank you so much, Al. We're going to go to the Palisades Parkway South exit 7. Watch for an accident getting down through that Nanuet area. The Sawmill southbound getting in toward Chappaqua. That's an accident. The right lane remains blocked. Traffic is moving slowly on the LIE East at 110 with a collision. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic northern state west at New Hyde Park Road with a car fire cleared out of the way. Stop-and-go on the westbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue, but they just cleaned up a collision. FDR Drive, busy northbound up through the 90s. Southbound is also slowing down through the 70s. Only 5 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Jackie Robinson West at Metropolitan Avenue, a collision over there. Inbound GWB, only 5 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel, about 35. Hollinsdale, about 25. 80 eastbound in toward Pagoda. An accident blocking one lane over there. And checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
God bless us. Everyone.
What's the biggest blessing you can imagine this Christmas season?
How about having your mortgage or rent paid for in 2020?
It's possible when you enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Enter once a day to increase your opportunities to win. See rules and conditions for details.
To our Merry Christmas. God bless us.
God bless
us. Enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com. Sponsored by real estate and mortgage consultant Marco Dinello. 973-768-0745.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Thank you, Kevin. You know, I got a great Christmas gift idea for your loved ones. Noble Gold has just released a new President Trump Commander-in-Chief coin. It's a beautiful limited edition collector's piece, just in time for the 2020 re-election campaign. The front of this new silver one-ounce coin features the bust of President Trump with his hand over his heart, with the American flag flying in the background, right? The reverse side of the coin features President Trump's promise to the American people, we will make America strong again, America proud again, America safe again, we will make America great again. Get it for your liberal friends, please. Please get the coin and just shake their hand like you exchange a challenge coin. Take this Donald Trump 2020 coin and put it right in the hand of, oh, my God, just watch. And then get somebody to video it, please, and send it to me. Noble Gold is giving you, kind enough to listen to Joe on the radio, a very special offer. The promo code is Piscopo. You receive $10 off and a free collector's case. Now, for more information, visit TrumpCoin2020.com. Use the promo code Piscopo, please, for $10 off the new Trump Commander-in-Chief coin, plus a new collector's case to display this beautiful silver commemorative coin. This offer is only valid for a very limited time, so please don't wait. You can visit TrumpCoin2020.com. Promo code Piscopo.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios.
No, you gotta go. There's no more to say.
Oh, that's for Nicole. Nicole, do you actually dance when Al puts this music on for you? Nicole Maliotakis, I know you do in the morning. Come on now. It's okay.
Well, you know what? It makes my drives to and from Albany a lot less painful when I have good music. Because as you know, your radio station cuts out about an hour away from the city of New York, and then I get stuck. They say we have Sirius Radio, and we have my CDs, We're all ready to go.
Well, we got to get you on the app on the AM970Answer.com. We're going to put you on the smartphone now. We're telling everybody, go on the AM970Answer.com, and we'll just play Cher music. All Cher all the time for you, Nicole. You know we'll do that for you if you'd like. I mean, we could.
Well, then I have to take over your job and be a DJ.
To come in. Hey, Nicole, so you're running against Max Rose. You know, and I said to Frankie, and we're all family here because we know you and we love you, Nicole, and really congratulate you on your spirit and all that you've done for this great city. But it's like, man, in Albany, of all places, it's like Max doesn't even call back. He doesn't even call back. So you call back. And I say on the air, Max Rose call. Like Frankie said, Max's guy says, call Joe's show. He doesn't call. So thanks for calling. Thanks for caring, Nicole Maliotakis. What was your reaction to Max Rose voting to push forward with the impeachment inquiry? That was very interesting.
Well, look, I'm opposed. I think that this is a continued witch hunt, and these endless investigations are doing nothing to lower our taxes, to improve our commute, to secure our borders, and that's what the American people want us to focus on. That's number one. Number two, it's the way he did it, that he said he was against impeachment, and then as soon as he found out the socialists were going to primary, and he caved to them, and then he flipped on the impeachment, says he supports it, and voted with Nancy Pelosi, which we're finding now he votes with Nancy Pelosi 97% of the time. I think what people really want is an independent voice, someone who's going to go and do the job they were elected to do, and particularly for New York City. We need that infrastructure package. It's critical. It's critical to, fix our subway signals, to upgrade our transportation system, our roads, our bridges, finally complete the HOV lane on Staten Island Expressway. You know, that's why we need someone who's willing to work with the president. And right now what Max has shown is that he's just siding with the socialists, siding with Nancy Pelosi in this endless witch hunt.
And you think ultimately that Max Rose will vote for impeachment?
you know, I can't predict what he's going to do because he says he's going to do one thing and then does something else. So I think it's kind of hard to say. What I will say is that his record is one in which we're seeing that he is, he has caved to the socialists. He has caved to Nancy Pelosi. So we don't have a independent or common sense voice from New York City anymore. And what we need is someone who's going to push back on AOC. And if all the Democrats are afraid to do that because they're afraid they're going to receive a Democrat socialist primary, then who's going to stick up for the people of this city who don't feel that AOC and Bill de Blasio represent their views? And there's hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers who feel that way. And that's why they should be supporting me by either volunteering, by making a donation at NicoleFrenoy.com, because New York City deserves one voice. We need to have a counterbalance here. We need to have somebody representing the opposing view on behalf of the people of the city of New York. I've done that either running against Mayor de Blasio, and in that race we got 67% of the vote in this congressional district, and it's one of the top 10 races, and roll call came out this week saying that Max is number four on the most vulnerable list of the House of Representatives. So I think that's a testament to the hard work that we're doing, but also, you know, the fact that he's not representing this district very well.
What happens? I'm reading here, Frankie gave me something here, the story in the New York Magazine with Max taking a shot at Italian Americans. What? How did I miss that one? What happened?
Well, I mean, look, he happens to make, you know, bad remarks from time to time. He doesn't watch what he says, and I think some people in the Italian community may be offended, from what I understand, by what he said. And this is why somebody like him shouldn't be representing us in Congress. And I think that, you know, look, you're Italian American, Joe. I'm not, but for what I could say is that. I've been a friend of the Italian American community, certainly fighting for Christopher Columbus when Mayor de Blasio was attempting to remove. Yep. We won that fight. And now, you know, we're pushing forward with Mother Cabrini, trying to ensure that she gets a statue. And I'm happy to say, actually, we wrote an op-ed in the Staten Island Advance. We wrote a letter to the mayor and the first lady the next day. The mayor's office called me and said they were reconsidering the statue for Mother Cabrini. And so I think that we all need to work together to push that.
It's so true. Now, yesterday was Election Day in New York City, Nicole. We saw the Republicans get about 25% of the vote citywide. You ran for citywide office 2 years ago. Do you think we'll ever see a Republican get elected to citywide office again? Can that happen?
I think it's very difficult, you know, unless you have $110 million like Bloomberg had to get his message out. I think it's very difficult for a Republican, you know, or either that or we have to spiral completely out of control and go back to the pre-Rudy Giuliani days, which no one wants to do.
God forbid, yeah.
But unfortunately, I think we're heading in that direction with a lot of the bad policies that have been coming out the city level, the federal level, not the federal level, the state level. You know, the bail reform will take effect in January. We have to push back and try to get them to make some changes to that, because even, you know, prosecutors, even the liberal prosecutors, our attorney general, who's pretty liberal, these are people who are saying that it goes too far. The Daily News, who pushed for bail reform, they're saying it goes too far. All our police unions, the idea that they want to release 90% of the individuals arrested back onto our streets, including those who commit pretty heinous crimes. Look, selling drugs on school grounds. I mean, what do mothers feel about that? How do mothers feel about that? That drug dealers who are selling poison to our children are going to be released as they await their court date. But also some domestic violence victims, I think, should be concerned as well.
Yes.
Someone stalks somebody, trespasses on their property, strangles them, even commits assault in the third degree. They get a desk appearance ticket and are released back onto the street.
Yeah, see, Nicole McMally attacked us as an assembly member representing Staten Island. By the way, I meant to say that it was a big night for the GOP in Staten Island, though, last night. Yes?
It certainly was. You know what? Bob Helbach is a good friend of mine. We served together for State Senator John Markey. He was elected judge in the heavily Democratic North Shore.
Yeah.
And I think this is a testament that people are fed up, because when you look at what the civil court judges are doing around the city, a lot of them get appointed to criminal court, and you read these articles regularly about bad people being released back onto the street, people who have threatened to kill other people being released back onto the street. We just saw an incident of someone, you know, in terms of gun violence in the Bronx being released back onto the street with no bail, despite prosecutors' pleas for bail. And, you know, this is why civil court races, which no one really pays attention to, are extremely important. I think the people of Staten Island made a very vocal choice yesterday in electing Bob Helbach, a conservative judge, to the civil court.
And it's so funny, they're giving baseball tickets to criminals to get them to show up in court. That was my favorite. What was that?
Yeah, I mean, usually you would think they would give, you know, maybe baseball tickets to people who have outstanding community service records, or maybe you're a police officer or a teacher of the month.
Yeah. Hello.
No, you know, in De Blasio's, New York, they give movie passes and baseball tickets and gift cards to those who actually break the law. That is what's so backwards about this city, is that, you know, the rights of criminals are surpassing the justice of victims, the safety of the public. And we need people to call their state legislators. That's the bottom line.
Oh, great.
Majority of you, your state legislators voted for this.
Yeah.
They voted for the bail reform that's going to put us in danger come January.
Wow.
You should call your legislator and let them know.
You got to look at.
They have to hear from you.
You're right. Nicole Malliotello, great picture, Nicole. Where'd you find this, Five Boroughs? Did Kara get this picture up? You have to look. We posted the graphic on. Great picture of Nicole on the Joe Piscopo Show. Always great to have you with us, Nicole. And you know what? We appreciate the fight. I mean, you have an onslaught against you. You're up there with Kieran Lawler and some great folks fighting, and we appreciate it. Nicole, keep us posted. Thank you. If no one else is going to call, Nicole, thanks for remembering your old friends on the Piscopo Show. We appreciate it very much.
And you know what? Go to NicoleForNewYork.com. Get out there. Let's win this seat back. Make sure New York City has the voice of reason in Washington.
You got it, Nicole. We will for sure. Assembly member Nicole Malliotakis. Thank you, Nicole. Hey, it's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock with Piscopo in the morning. Wait, that kind of broke up, Frankie. Where you go? It's
NicoleForNewYork.com.
NicoleForNewYork.com. Got
That's
it.
Right.
Debbie Duhane for traffic.com,
That's
too.
Right.
The goddess of the Gowanus. There
yes,
it is,
that's right.
Right. The glue that held us together in Italy. Oh, there she was.
We had
huh?
such a great time.
We did.
So
it was
many
great.
Wonderful people. It was just magical.
I keep thinking about Tuscany, how we had that, because I really didn't expect that to be so spectacular. It was so beautiful. Like, it was outside. There was like the you know, like a farm kind
right,
of garden.
Right.
Oh.
Yes.
Al's making amazing. Fun of me with his faces. He would have loved it. Al would have even loved it.
He would have.
You know?
Just been.
I mean,
come
just
on, will you stop?
Just
eat your apple. Eat your apple, Gattulo. Will you please?
He's jealous.
He started playing the music. I had people dancing in the Sunglass Hut in Sorrento, you know?
Funiculo.
Hey, Debbie, how we doing? 8:51. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. On AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, memories to last a lifetime. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. We're going to go to the LIE eastbound, getting right into the Grand Central. It's an accident here at Kew Gardens. Also, the Jackie Robinson West right at Metropolitan Avenue. Watch for a collision only 5 minutes in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Southern State Parkway West at Street Path, a collision there. We're seeing some slowdowns as well on Sunrise Highway westbound, getting to Vets Highway, getting out towards Sayville. That's some ongoing construction. Whitestone Bridge, very busy, heading right into Queens, and watch for some slowdowns on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Clove Road right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. We're still seeing a lot of volume on 80 eastbound express lanes into exit 67 out toward Pagoda. It's an accident being cleared. Inbound GWB down to a 5 minute delay. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's 30. Holland Tunnel still about 20 in from both approaches, so watch for some slowdowns there. Southbound Thruway slowing down right at the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager always looks at things from a different angle.
I was speaking to my producer, and he asked the question, will Americans tire of the left's hysterias? I think that when you have hysteria that is national and mass, and it is, of course, repeated constantly, it has an impact.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
This is Patrick Cullen, president of the Supreme Court Officers Association. Join me for Justice Matters, Sundays at noon. Justice Matters brings a new perspective on the challenges facing our criminal justice system and their impact on New Yorkers. That's Justice Matters, Sundays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/19.
Hi, I'm Matt Park. It's an unprecedented season opener as the Orange take on defending national champion Virginia. Tonight at 9, pregame at 8:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
I can't do it, Al.
Talk! Got a read to do.
Did you hear that, Frank? Al just broke another pair of headphones.
No, I didn't. The other room.
You got him. You
good.
Got him. Okay.
Oh, I got it out in time.
He got so mad, he just flew out some language that we wouldn't put on the air. And then he tells me, the spot I got to read, did you hear the tone of that? And buy a state bank. Now.
No, the headphones are full of
best.
Coffee.
I'm an Empire State Bank customer, by the way.
Good.
Very proud.
Yay! Al, you are a continuing source of enjoyment and amusement. I thank you for that in the mornings. And I'm sorry you're not happy sometimes when you're like that. 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Phil Guarneri is the man. I'm telling you, I've never seen, and I know, and I'm old, I've seen a lot, and I've dealt with a lot of banks, and I've never seen anybody so dedicated to the community the way Empire State Bank is. It's true. I went out. I've done events for Phil Guarneri and for Tom and for the great team over at Empire State Bank. You're going to love it. If you have a business, you know, they provide a full range of business deposit lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. When I called my business partner, Stacy, about our retro fitness down in Flemington, New Jersey, I said, Phil, is there a place if we needed a loan or something like that? Phil knew. He said, I got it, Joe. I got you covered. You want to check out Empire State Bank? Well, let's hear from Phil himself.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
I'll tell you, you have many banking choices, we know that, but none that deliver that personal touch that I've seen personally that you will experience from our friends at Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the Lower Hudson Valley, Empire State Bank. Please visit ESBNA.com, ESBNA.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Love Route 22 Toyota. We love Joe Lumberg, always out there for you. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Doing good on this Wednesday morning. How are you, Joe?
Good, good, good. So weather-wise, is it such a cuckoo day? How are we doing today?
It's going to be a cool, cool day with sunshine. Hey, the allergy report today brought to you by Balance of Nature is low, and it's going to be another beautiful aspect of today's weather. Enjoy it because tomorrow clouds come in, and we're going to get some rain late tomorrow and tomorrow night.
And I know you're breaking up a little bit, but stay with me, Joe, for 2 seconds. It's going to be cold,
I'm
though. It's going to be cold next couple of days, yes?
Friday, it's really cold. Temperatures in the low 40s. Cold on Saturday, but not quite as cold on Sunday.
All right, Joey. Thank you so much. I always, Joe's always on the money. When I walk out of the hotel in the morning and I go to walk up Wall Street, you know, and the wind whipping down Wall Street, man, I know it's going to be cold, because it has not been so bad. We've been very, very lucky. Hey, you know what's coming up in the next hour, a couple minutes away from 9 o'clock now? Commissioner Bernard Kirk. He's a cop's cop. We're going to talk about the new police commissioner with Bernie Kirk. We're going to talk about everything law enforcement with Commissioner Kirk. He has a lot to say, and I know you're going to want to listen to Commissioner Kirk on Piscopo in the Morning coming up when we come back. Also, Michael Reagan, son of former President Ronald Reagan, the president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, and we also have a guy, Buzz Snodgrass, as well, former director of communications. Chief speechwriter for Secretary of Defense Mattis. It's Piscopo with Frank and Alan Debbie, and we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
49 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Officials in Monmouth County say they have a person of interest in connection to the disappearance of a Freehold woman. Law enforcement has not publicly named that individual. Stephanie Parza disappeared on the night of October 30th. After spending a night out with family members in New Brunswick, authorities have recently spent time Monday searching through a wooded area in Staten Island after cell phone records led investigators there, although officials have not said why. The TCS New York City Marathon is now the world's largest. According to race officials, there were a total of 53,627 runners who finished the race, the most of any marathon worldwide. 50th anniversary of the marathon takes place next year on Sunday, November 1st.